It's Monday, June 29th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. The new Westville Correctional Facility will be equipped for executions by firing squad, even though they aren't currently legal in Indiana. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Thursday the Trump administration has the authority to terminate Haitian and Syrian immigrants' temporary protection status that protected them from deportation. A former Indianapolis mayor is fighting to be an official independent candidate for Secretary of State. I'm Cole Furlow, filling in for Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. The new Westville Correctional Facility will be equipped for executions by firing squad, even though they aren't currently legal in Indiana. The Indiana Department of Correction confirmed to the Indiana Capital Chronicle that the new prison will be able to accommodate both lethal injections and firing squad executions. Drugs for lethal injections are increasingly expensive and harder to get. Indiana currently has no pentobarbital or other execution drugs in stock. The General Assembly narrowly rejected a measure this year that would have authorized firing squads, but it's expected to be reintroduced in 2027. Such a change could also pave the way for firing squads at federal executions at the U.S. Penitentiary in Terre Haute. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Thursday the Trump administration has the authority to terminate Haitian and Syrian immigrants' temporary protection status that protected them from deportation. WFYI's Samantha Horton reports the ruling impacts thousands of Haitians in Indiana.
Temporary protection status is given to countries with ongoing armed conflict, environmental disaster, an epidemic, or other extraordinary condition. Haiti was first designated TPS status following a 2010 earthquake and has since been renewed until President Donald Trump moved to end it in 2025. Ruth S. Triplett is the founder of Haitian Grassroots Coalition Midwest. She says the Supreme Court's decision will have a large impact on Indiana's Haitian population.
I see families out of work, you know, scared to send their children to school, and businesses closed, and, you know, hospitals out of nurses, and it will affect all of us.
There is a federal bill that would extend TPS status for Haitians. It passed out of the House with bipartisan support, but awaits a vote in the Senate. I'm Samantha Horton in Indianapolis.
A former Indianapolis mayor is fighting to be an official independent candidate for Secretary of State. As WNIN's Tim Jagalow tells us, Greg Ballard recently visited Evansville for a listening session.
Ballard currently has 64,000 signatures, but some will likely be voided for various reasons. He received some more at a Wednesday afternoon listening session in Evansville. Ballard calls this signature requirement for independent candidates punitive. If successful, the former Republican says he hopes to run under his new Lincoln Party label on the ballot.
And so that people like me, practical, problem-solving people who want to serve the public, don't have to go through the signature requirement anymore. They can run through the Lincoln Party and provide more choice for voters in the future.
At the listening session, Ballard says he supports independent redistricting commissions, open primaries, and shrugging off outside political pressure as Secretary of State. In Evansville, I'm Tim Jagalow.
And now, a look at the events of the week. For live music, Vinland Reserve Winery is featuring Basket Case on July 2nd at 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Discover Yoga has Rooftop Vinyasa Yoga Flow on the landing at 7:30 p.m. on July 2nd for Skyline Sessions. Experience the Beatles' greatest hits alongside an incredible laser light show with a planetarium show at Science Central on July 3rd at 5 p.m. Celebrate America 250 at the Old Fort from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. featuring celebrity guests and a reading of the Declaration of Independence. More news in a moment. Support for WBOI comes from Heartland Sings, presenting their summer season, performing family-friendly music at Fort Wayne Parks, Sundays at 3 p.m. Heartland Sings, changing lives through song. Details at heartlandsings.org/events. Here's what to know for today. Indiana politicos reacted to Thursday's ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court that could oust thousands of Haitians living in the state under temporary protected status. Indiana lawmakers are responding to news that the chairman of the Natural Resources Commission is resigning, citing leadership that has seen fit to, quote, destroy public trust. Indiana's Family and Social Services Administration, or FSSA, has joined a new program to use AI to detect Medicaid fraud. That's Who and What for Monday, June 29th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter frequency at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Aikenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of the day.